All right, right now it is time to bring in Pat Pagano. And Pat, I have to ask you a few questions right off the bat, okay?
Yes, sir.
Yesterday, I was looking at the National Weather Service forecast. They remember when we were kids, there used to be Mexican dancing beans?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the National Weather Service yesterday for our area was hopping around like Mexican dancing bean. I mean, at one time they had snow in our forecast. Another time they had rain. Another time they had a little snow going to sleet. I mean, they were all over the place yesterday. And Jill called me at one point and said, what about Pat? So I said, well, Pat's forecast is not nearly like that. Pat's forecast is what it is, and it didn't include any of those things. Maybe the chance of a slight chance of something starting as mixed precipitation. But they must be looking at their computers wacky.
Well, I mean, if it was because of that storm, which is now south of Cape Cod, you know, I never bought into the fact that that storm would be close enough to give us. I told you I was nervous about it, but I just didn't think it was going to bring precip this far west. Although, earlier this morning, Marshall, Hartford did have a little light rain earlier this morning.
That's a little light rain. Now, what about their wind advisory they put out for us this afternoon?
Right. That's 2 to 9 p.m. for Connecticut and the Berkshires. They did not put it out for New York State.
Why? Was it just in it with New York State?
Yeah, I know. That's what it
is. Is there a big wall? Did Donald Trump build the big weather wall?
I don't know. Let's see if they changed that. You know, they could have changed it. Let's take a look at nearby Poughkeepsie and see what they did for them. Wind advisories in effect from 2 to 10 p.m. Right. So they did issue it.
They finally issued it.
Well,
Jesus.
I know. No idea. But partly sunny and windy will do it.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of winter storm watches just to our west there that they've got. I think they've got out.
Yeah, they're going to take that out. It's pouring at the Cape right now.
Oh, that's not. No, they're red flag warnings. Pardon me.
Red flag warnings. Yeah, that's because it's so dry.
I hate
with the wind. Yes.
Red flag warnings.
But we're going to the low 60s today.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, with wind. Then clear tonight, 30 to 35. Some will mix with clouds tomorrow, 55 to 60. Now on Friday, we'll have some rain coming in. Could start briefly as a wintry mix. Either a little sleet or a little wet snow. That's it. Mid-40s for the high. The rain ends Saturday morning. The skies brighten up. We go to at least 60, maybe 65 on Saturday afternoon. Then it's the reverse on Sunday. We'll start with sun. The clouds come in and showers come in later in the day. And that's how next week starts off, with showers on Monday.
April showers.
Bring May flowers.
Bring May flowers.
Yeah. Right. How was your trip to the city? Good, right?
Didn't go.
Oh, you didn't. Okay.
Didn't go.
Okay.
Lazy bones.
Okay.
Lazy bones.
That's all right. So you had a nice little trip to the city. No trip to the city. You'll go next week. That's
no. I rode up to Stockbridge, Massachusetts, and then I rode up not Stockbridge to Sheffield, and then the Great Barrington, and came home. And what did I do? I watched something when I was home, but I forget. I watched John Oliver last week tonight, which is normally on Sunday nights at 11, which I can't watch. I watched that, and then did some work puttering around the house. And that was basically it.
Yeah. I was semi-busy, and Tuesday I teach in the late afternoon, so I got ready for that, and then I came home last evening, and I watched the Goldbergs, and when they were over, I fell asleep. So that's it. The Goldbergs, yeah, they're very funny. It's very funny. I mean, you know, it's one of those sitcoms, but I get a kick out of it because it's based on a real family, the Goldbergs. And a lot of times at the end, they will show, you know, how those scenes in the episode pertain to the real life. which I get a kick out of. I really get a kick out of that. Aside from that, I have to tell you, the only other thing that was a little upsetting.
Uh-oh.
Actually, a lot upsetting is that my very faithful backup, AJ, may be doing something during the week that will only allow him to work weekends. And I will have to be on a hunt again for someone to work for me.
My God, that's not good.
No, very depressed.
He's not going to become a teacher, is he?
I don't think so. No. He said he'd give me a buzz this after this morning, and we'll talk about it. But, there's a lot coming up. You know, I have the surgery with my mouth, and there's holidays and everything else. So I have to worry about this.
Man.
Just the way you do, Marshall. I mean, thank God. But God forbid, you were not able to broadcast. Who's gonna sit in for you? Jail, right?
No, we have. In case something were to happen to me, for the short term, we can switch over the morning show to NPR's Morning Edition, and have engineer that. And then once he clears the schedule, Mike Flint could always, like he did for my surgeries, fill in for me in the morning.
Gotcha.
So that's why I always make our logs here at the radio station, the computer logs, out for 4 or 5 days in advance, just in case something were to happen. We have a bridge.
You have something going, right?
We have a bridge that can get us to the next thing that we have to do. And if God forbid something happens to me, I don't really give a damn, right? I won't be around. So 4 to 5 days is more than enough to get them to.
Yeah. I'll keep you posted as to what goes on.
It's the same thing that happens to you, that happens to us, that happens to me. It's hard to find people in rural areas to work. It just
yes.
and it doesn't matter whether it's telemarketing, whether it's a teleconnecting by internet or not. It's just really hard to find some people.
It is, and they really have to fit the bill. Remember, they can't just be forecasters, but they have to be good broadcasters.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Yeah. Oh well.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got one of my salespeople upset because I did an interview with somebody. We're talking about how hard it is to hire people. And I said, it's really hard to hire good people. And one of my salespeople got upset about it. I didn't mean that the people that we have hired aren't good.
Right.
It's just that you got to scratch and claw to try to find, there's not a plethora of people willing to work.
No, you're absolutely right. And the ones that are, sometimes, like I said, just don't fit the bill.
That's it. All right, well, we have to fit the bill and get out of here.
Yes, and may the wind again be at your back.
Well, for everybody that knows me, they hope that's the truth. All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.